All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, and we combine a little bit of drive radio at the same time when we do car reviews, which we have a couple to do right now. Richard, I happen to actually drive both of these cars as well as yourself, so let's get started. 2023 Toyota Sequoia. This was the TRD version, correct?
This was the TRD Pro version, which obviously is a separate trim level itself,
right.
Dad. We normally don't do this, but we're going to start out with this. Almost $80,000. I actually think this model was right at 80 with
sure
some
was.
Of the additional options on it. This is the all-new Sequoia, folks, that they redesigned for 2023. It's got a new hybrid powertrain as standard, got an updated interior finally, Dad, that they finally did. They've kind of changed the third row, and so we'll jump right in. As far as, that initially how this car drives, because that was been some of yours and mine complaints outside of the styling. This thing flat out hauls.
Yep.
It runs
big improvement.
Really well. That hybrid powertrain is phenomenal, especially at our altitude. It works really, really well. I love the new styling that they've done on it. Obviously, this TRD Pro Edition came with some really nice, exterior rugged features, right? You could take this thing straight from the dealership right up to the mountains, do, a vast majority of the trails we've got here in Colorado. And, obviously, get back home, without too much of an issue. And like I said, that hybrid powertrain. And then, of course, the styling on the inside, Dad, it's sort of obviously a takeoff of some of the other larger vehicles of the Tundra to name, right? The bigger infotainment display, some of the buttons. It really is crisp, clean, and awesome. That's what I liked. What did you like?
Same, and I love the powertrain. That works fabulous, and I would love to see one of the other trim levels outside of the TRD. I know they do the TRD this way, but my complaint with this TRD version, interior-wise, way too much plastic. I'm sorry. I look inside the thing, and I just see the sea of plastic. It makes the car seem cheap. For $80K, it's not cheap, but when you sit in the driver's seat, and yes, the screen is nice, and yes, it drives well, and yes, it runs fabulous, and all of that, but the noise coming out of the roof rack, which we'll talk about in a moment, and the total plastic interior feel for me on an 80K vehicle was just too much.
I don't think I can disagree with you there. I think that you make lots of good points. Now, I will say this. The plastic feel, Dad, is nice in terms of cleanliness,
yes.
Right?
It's easy, and that's why they're doing it, and I get that.
Exactly. Now to some of the parts we don't like, which is Toyota, and I know you're listening in some of these respects, that stinking roof rack that is on that car, you get above about
I'd have to throw
60,
that thing in the trash.
You're about 60, 65 miles an hour, Dad, and that thing just makes the most terrible humming.
It's god-awful sound ever.
It's a drone.
It's awful.
Kind of not, it's not great. And I will just say, and I've been saying that you actually took this up to Cheyenne when we had it, and, driving 75, 80 miles an hour all the way up there, and, talking in the passenger seat, you actually have to raise your voice because it gets so loud.
Yeah.
And that's not, again, on an $80,000 car, not something I love. However, with that saying, Dad, is this a massive improvement on the previous generation? Yes, it is. It's fantastic. I love the look of it. I've gotten multiple compliments on it. I will say this, the third row, if some of you are thinking you got a larger family, in my opinion, and Dad, for those of you that know, came from a large family, so we do have a special experience,
yes.
Dad, with these large SUVs. I will say it can still use some work. It is not meant for a full-size adult, while they may be able to fit back there. If you've got that third row up and you're trying to put groceries or much else back behind the third row, you're going to be hard-pressed to do so.
That's right.
So just take that with a grain of salt. Outside of that, I will say this again. A massive improvement on the previous generation.
Yes.
And I know they're starting to get more and more of these on the dealer lot. So for folks interested, head to your local Toyota dealer, test drive them if they've gotten available, because I think a lot of you will be really impressed with it. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.